Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Veterans in Business Reveille podcast. I'm Corey Vickers, an ambassador for the VIB, and I'm your host. The Reveille podcast is one of the many ways the Veterans in Business Network shares important information with the veteran business community. And today, I'm fortunate to be joined by Eric Franson and Kim Patton. Eric is with E2 Contracting, and Kim is from Swinerton. And I'm really happy to have them here because they are the Above and Beyond Teaming Partners Award winners for the VIB for 2022. So, Eric, Kim, welcome to the podcast. It's great to have you on.
Well, thank you for having us.
Great to be here.
Awesome. Hey, and let's jump right into it. We want to hear all about you and get some of that wisdom that made you the award winners for the VIB this past year. So we'll start with the ladies first, if you don't mind. Kim, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your business, just overall who you are and what you do for your company and what your company does?
Absolutely. Again, my name is Kim Patton. I am the Senior Outreach Manager for Swinerton. I am based out of our San Diego office, but I support the entire Southern California region. Swinerton is a national general contractor with offices in 20 locations across the United States, mostly West Coast, but we do have a presence all the way to New York. We provide commercial construction and construction management services in a range of markets such as healthcare, education, aviation, multifamily residential, and much more. I have been with Swinerton for almost 8 years. My role is many things, but definitely centers around helping our veteran, small, diverse, et cetera, business partners connect with Swinerton. I'm a huge supporter of veterans and veteran businesses. I have several family members who are veterans and even a couple actively serving.
First off, I want to say thank you to your family and friends that are serving and then have served. It's an honor for us to just have them in our military, and really thank you for being a family member that supports them. And I think it's awesome and really cool that your title is outreach. That's a great way of putting it to say that you're out there bringing in those wonderful connections that are going to make the business world so much better. So thank you for that, Kim. And Eric, you know, tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. So once again, my name is Eric Franson. I started the business with three business partners about 5 years ago, and our business, E2 Contracting, was born with some connections that I had from my business partners. We've known each other since high school, and my friend Steve, we've known each other since elementary school. But I went off after high school and college and went off and joined the Navy. I spent 26 years serving the Navy. They let me fly airplanes for a long time. So I stayed as long as it was fun and enjoyable. The last 6 or 7 years of my career, I spent in installation management. So being in charge of the base out at El Centro, and then came up to Orange County and worked at Seal Beach as the executive officer. I retired in 2017 and spent a year retired, and I was getting a little bored, and my friends and I were sitting around watching a USC football game one afternoon, and they were getting clobbered by Ohio State, so we started talking about what we were doing, and I told them I was a little bored in retirement, and my partner now, Robert, asked me if I'd be interested in starting a veteran-owned business, and I said I hadn't heard much about it, but I'd be interested in learning more about it, and so Rob's involved in the construction business. He's been in earthwork business for the past 25 years. We brought another partner, Mike, on board, and he's a geologist. So between the three of us, myself, I have organizational management leadership skills necessary to run the business. Rob is well familiar with the earthwork side, and then bringing a geologist into a dirt earthwork business seemed like a no-brainer. So the three of us have some really good complementary skill sets that allowed us to form the business and to stay in business. We're in our sixth year of business now. So the business, we do demolition, we do grading, excavation, and environmental remediation. I worked on some projects with the Bureau of Land Management, with the Department of Veterans Affairs. That's on the government side using the SDVOSB. And then on our partner communities, we do a lot of subcontracting with with Swinnerton. We started this process with Swinnerton about 4 years ago, and I know you have a few more questions later on in the interview. I think I touched on my personal military experience, and I come from a family of military veterans. My great-grandfather was in the Swedish Army. My grandfather served in the United States Navy, and my dad was in the Army, and I joined the Navy, like I said.
So first off, thank you, sir, for your service, and that legacy of family service members is just tremendous, and greatly appreciate their service as well. And it's just fantastic to hear how you were sitting around watching the ball game, somebody getting trounced, and decide that you're just going to start up a business. So that's pretty cool. Tell us a little bit about this this relationship between Swinnerton and E2. I mean, how did you meet? Where did you connect? How long did it actually take for the two companies to come together and do such wonderful things that made your teaming partners a winner?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's been a relationship that my partner Robert initially forged while he was at a different company before we created E2 Contracting. So Robert and Jerry Mejia, who works with Swinnerton, have a longstanding relationship, probably going back about 10 to 15 years. And that was one of the things that we looked to capitalize when we were capitalized on when we started the business. That was some of Rob's network and relationships, as well as my veteran status and some of the contacts that I have still in the, you know, the Navy community and things like that. So with Rob and knowing Jerry, we've been given the opportunity to bid on a few jobs early in the development, early stages of our business. So the 2019, I think, was the first one that we bid on, Roosevelt High School. And we learned some lessons, and we didn't actually get that contract as we were still developing as a business. But Rob continued to stay in contact with Jerry and his other points of contact at Swinnerton. And we continued to bid those projects. We continued our bid projects with Swinnerton. We increased our bonding capacity, bumped up our insurance. We hired on a few folks and got a couple crews started. We were awarded our first contract with Swinnerton. It was the Kaiser Permanente at Watts. And it was a really large excavation project, which that's one of our specialties. So Swinnerton called us in, and we had a good bid and a good bid package put together, and we were awarded that contract. And from there, we've done five more projects, or working on five more projects with Swinnerton. So it's been a really good business relationship. Did I answer that question?
Yeah, you definitely answered it. I wanted to get Kim's perspective, and most especially, what's made this such a successful team relationship between the two companies?
I mean, successful team is obviously clear communication, trust, mutual respect, all of those things. They were there between Swinnerton and E2. That relationship that Robert had with some of our folks, we really trusted him and knew him to bring quality work to our projects. And, you know, once we got out there in the field with them, it was apparent, you know, we could see what quality they were bringing, and were able to continue to partner with them over and over.
And Corey, if you don't mind, I'd like to echo that same thing. I mean, what Kim said, great communication. I tell my team all the time, and I learned it 26 years in the military, communication is one of the hardest things in any organization. And to do it successfully and well is really hard. You have to do a lot of follow-up. And our relationship and communication with Swinnerton is outstanding. Our expectation management, they do a great job of setting expectation management for what they expect from their subs, and I really love that. And they're a really solid organized company. They've been great to work with.
Well, it sounds like both of you kind of echo that whole sentiment of the concept of trust, where you have a partnership there that is built on competence from both companies, that you can rely on one another, that you're sincere in what you say and how you communicate, and that you genuinely care for one another. It sounds like all of those competencies or all those capabilities come together in that communication process to make that a successful team.
Absolutely.
And just to kind of pile on, Eric, so what have you learned, or what has E2 learned by working with Swinnerton as a prime?
Sure. One of the first pictures that I took was walking onto the Swinnerton job site to go interview for that Roosevelt high school job. And it was a picture of a person in all their PPE, and it was clearly labeled, clearly identified. And I took a picture of that because I wanted to bring it back to my team. Like, hey, guys, this is the type of professionalism that we want to strive to meet, right? Like, this is what our clients want out of us. This is what we need to do. The first brief we had, we didn't win that Roosevelt job, as I mentioned, but the first brief we sat in with Jared over at Kaiser Watts, I've sat through hundreds of briefs in my military career in flying, and Jared put together one of the best briefs that I'd ever sat through. And that just doesn't happen by accident, right? So that's a cultural result. So the culture of Swinnerton, you know, the professionalism from top to bottom, and Jared to be able to put on that brief. Their safety and quality control protocols are outstanding. And then the last thing is they really treat their subs as part of the team. They treat their subs very well. And I appreciate that. And, you know, Swinnerton is one of our preferred clients as a result of the way that they treat not just me, you know, as the president of the company, but all of our workforce. The things I've learned from Swinnerton really is professionalism in the construction industry.
That's awesome. And, you know, that safety element is so key. You know, we want everybody to go home at the end of the day with all their digits in place and be able to go back to their loving family and be healthy. And so picking up those lessons from that prime contractor and that relationship, that's just outstanding and well done by Swinnerton to represent those capabilities. And Kim, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what have you learned from E2 working as a subcontractor to Swinnerton?
One of the most important things, I think, for smaller subs or subs that are just starting out is the importance of cash flow and timely payment by the owners. And I think that was one of the things that, you know, we wanted to be cognizant of in working with our smaller partners or just helping those firms to grow and ensuring that, you know, timely payments and such.
Nice. What advice would you give to, you know, other veteran businesses that are looking to make subcontracting that type of relationship successful?
So my advice, definitely if you're a subcontractor looking to work with Swinnerton, get pre-qualified with us. That is the first step of that relationship, is get in our system, get pre-qualified, and then we can start to build a relationship from there. Make personal connections with people at Swinnerton. You know, as Eric was mentioning, that personal relationship with Robert and our teams really helped them to, you know, this brand new business. We don't really know them, but we know someone, you know, and we trust them. And that really helps build further that relationship. And then lastly, I would say follow up, make sure, you know, once you build those relationships, ensure that you're keeping those relationships going, you know, follow up and stay on it. Cause you know, we're all busy and we all get, you know, caught up in our day to day. And it's, you know, I think it's just really important to stay on top of things.
How did y'all prepare? I mean, it sounds like you obviously registered and made yourself available, but, and there's a relationship there that goes way back, but what was the preparatory work that you had to actually do to make E2 attractive and capable of working with Swinnerton?
Sure. I'll go back a little before that, Corey, to, like you said, the certification, I think, like Kim mentioned. So as a you know, veteran business organization yourselves, so the SDV, OSB, Service Disabled, Veteran-Owned Small Business, and DVBE certifications, those are both very important to hold and to have as a veteran. They're challenging to get. So I spent a lot of time the first 6 months of our company's existence just working on getting those certifications. And I thought it was going to be a lot easier task. We actually got rejected 3 times on the SDV-OSB for one thing or another. One of them was our union status. We hadn't joined the union, so we needed to get that done. So there was a lot of things behind the scenes that went into getting ready to work with big general contractors like Swinnerton and to work for government agencies like the VA and Bureau of Land Management. But additionally, so once I got, we got those certifications, then it was, as Kim mentioned, the pre-qualification process, which is also lengthy. And then it's continuing to update your pre-qualification. So as your bonding limits increase and your cash flow positions change, reviewed financials, all that stuff, it's important to continue to follow up and follow through by submitting and updating that to the primes that you're going to be working with. And that's, those were a couple of things that we did to prepare working for Swinnerton.
Nice. And Kim, beyond those certifications that Eric just mentioned, are there other qualifications that you all are looking for from veteran-owned companies that might be interested in working with Swinnerton?
I would say as far as qualifications go, I mean, we're just looking for good business partners in all fields, definitely subcontractors. We're always looking for good subcontractor business partners, but also, you know, vendors, suppliers, anything construction related or business related. And, you know, there's not a specific qualifications that I would say I'm looking for other than the main things that we were mentioning earlier, like good communication and trust. And, you know, once you have all those things in a business, then I think we can have a really successful partnership, just like Swinnerton and E2 does.
Sounds like those hard certifications, if you will, the administrative piece has to be there, but those interpersonal skills, that level of trust and being able to stand up and be trustworthy, that level of communication, that persistence and staying connected, that actually drives a lot more of the relationship perhaps than just getting the paperwork done. How true is that for y'all?
I would definitely say very true.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like that is definitely a part of the relationship for E2 and Swinnerton, and that partnership has obviously paid off because you've done so much work together, and you're our Teaming Partners Award winners for 2022. So well done on that as well. Kim, you know, that being the outreach lead for Swinnerton kind of puts you in a unique position to interface with potential subcontractors. How do folks get in touch with you?
So definitely reach out to myself. Emails are great. My email address is kpatton@swinnerton.com. That's kpatton at swinnerton.com.
Nice. I really appreciate that. And Eric, from your side, it sounds like you have a wealth of knowledge that you could potentially offer. How open would you be to folks reaching out to you for kind of guidance and advice?
Absolutely, Corey. No, I'd be very interested in helping any of the veterans out there that are interested in following in my footsteps and starting a successful business. It is daunting coming out of the military. You think, what skill sets do I have to offer the civilian community? And we get told oftentimes as we're going through our transition courses that we have a lot of different skills. And I think one of the biggest skills that we have is just tenacity and not giving up. So as they're going through the certification process, I used to tell my business partner that I wouldn't get down. I said, if it was easy, everybody would do it, right? So I said, I'm not going to give up. But yes, I would definitely have them reach out to me. I've already mentored a couple of individuals on how to get their SDVOSB. So I'm definitely open to that. And our phone number, I wouldn't mind if they call. We got a kind of a catchy phone number. It's 949-247-DIRT. So we're the earthwork guys. So call us if you need dirt, or you can email me at Eric, E-R-I-K, dot Franzen, F-R-A-N-Z-E-N, at E2Contracting.net.
That's awesome, Eric. Really appreciate that. And appreciate the comments about how it's challenging to get started, but the veteran community has such a wealth of capabilities to offer. And I think it's no secret that veterans that start businesses generally fare better in making sure that those businesses survive and grow than just in general, folks that start businesses. So the veteran business community is very, very strong, and veterans are well suited to take on those types of tasks and be tenacious to make it happen. So appreciate those comments there. I'm real curious, will both of you be attending our conference this year in San Diego?
Yes, sir, we will.
Yep.
All right. Kim, are you going to be there?
We will.
I call San Diego Paradise City. Any chance I get to come down to Paradise City, I take.
Spoken like a true Navy man.
That's right.
I want to take a moment, and Kim, I'll throw this ball to you first, if you don't mind. What are some parting shots, any thoughts that you want to make sure that we share before we wrap up today's podcast?
I would say that, Swinnerton is deeply committed to our veteran business community, and we love to support those businesses. And we are always looking for good partners, like I mentioned earlier. So please, please, please reach out to me if you don't have a different contact. I am happy to help guide you through working with Swinnerton. We have what's called a Prep for Success program. It is kind of a, I don't want to call it a training program, but it's intended to help subcontractors kind of learn the ropes at Swinnerton, so better prepare themselves for success with Swinnerton. And that's a program that I run. And if anyone out there is interested in being a part of that, I would welcome them to reach out to me.
Hey, that's pretty cool. And that's pretty generous to put together such a program to make sure that folks are going to be successful with Swinnerton. So well done there.
Thank you.
Eric, I know you've given lots of golden nuggets here, but any parting shots that you would leave our audience with?
Sure. I have a couple, I think, Corey. So first, I didn't really get to explain E2 Contracting name. When my partners and I were trying to decide on a name for the business, because we were starting a veteran business, my partners wanted to pay some homage to my military history or my military career. And I didn't think it was a good idea at the time. And so I tried to discourage them, and they persisted. And so we tried to come up with a military kind of related name. And they asked me, the types of airplanes that I flew. So I started my career as an E-2 Hawkeye pilot. And my partner, Steve, said, "That's it. E-2 Contracting, that's what we'll be." And I said, okay. So the E-2, people ask about it. We do have engineering and earthwork, if you see our logo and our emblem. So it does segue nice into obviously the niche that we've carved out for ourselves. But the E-2 Contracting pays homage to my military service and career. And then as I'm leading our men and women on our team, I call them our construction warriors. And having spent a lot of time on the decks of aircraft carriers, I'll tell you, those are some of the most dangerous places in the world. And they have a saying out there on the carrier deck, on the flight deck, and it's to keep your head on a swivel. And I usually end all my safety briefs with my crews by saying the same thing, to keep their head on a swivel out there on the job site. The construction sites are just as dangerous or more dangerous than anything that I saw on the deck of the aircraft carrier. So we do have true construction warrior professionals out there doing their jobs every day. And I appreciate what my team and Swinnerton and everybody else that helps make America what it is, what they do. And last but not least, Corey, to you and Sydney and the Veteran in Business Organization, thank you guys very much for having us and for honoring us last year. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And again, congratulations. And to your point, I've seen some of the safety videos when I was going through aircraft maintenance officer school. I saw a few videos of folks on the flight deck getting pulled into the inlet of an aircraft, and that's not a pleasant thing to watch. So definitely keep your head on a swivel. Let's all return home safely, and appreciate those golden nuggets. So Kim, Eric, thank you so much for sharing your time, your knowledge, your passion for the veteran community with us today. And I want to thank everyone who took a little bit of time to listen to this, the VIB Reveille podcast. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the VIB network, we are a nonprofit 501c3 on a mission to provide education, training, resources, and outreach to help veterans in business succeed. You can find more information and contacts on our website at www.vibnetwork.org. Thanks to our sponsors and our fellow participants in all of our events like Swinnerton and E2 Contracting. Thank you so much to them for their participation and to our corporate sponsors who provide so much of the funding that allow us to provide so much back to the veteran community free of charge. We have an exciting event coming up. It is our 7th annual VIB conference in San Diego, November 13th and 14th. We hope to see you there. You can find more information on our website and you can register there as well. So we expect it to sell out pretty quickly. We sold out last year. So please jump on that and register for the conference. Really hope to see you there. Please stay alert for our next Reveille podcast, which will come up soon. We'll share updates on our website through all of our social media platforms. You can find us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. And please reach out if the VIB can be of service to you. We'll share links and information from today's podcast in the notes for this episode. And again, thank you so much, Kim and Eric, for each of you taking the time to be with us today. And for everyone listening, thank you for listening to the Veterans in Business Network Reveille podcast. I'm Corey Vickers, and I'll catch you next time. Let's get to work.